others throughout our life. At a time when church attendance and participation in the traditional organized religions was reaching an all-time low, life after life rekindled an understanding of the importance of spirituality in our daily lives. It is fitting that Life After Life was originally introduced by Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the pioneering researcher on death and dying. Although for tens of thousands of years humans accepted death as a natural part of life, a brutal revolution in our attitudes concerning death occurred at the turn of the last century. Death became unnatural, dirty, medicalized, and hidden from the public view. Whereas most people died at home in the 1800s, by the mid-20th century, most people died in hospitals. The aggressive end-of-life interventions medical science made possible resulted in the dying person giving up dignity and control over his or her life. By the latter part of the 1900s, even the American Medical Association concluded that dying patients were subjected to humiliating and unnecessary medical interventions that robbed the dying process of any dignity. In 1965, when Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote her book On Death and Dying, death was something that was not